Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and due to your incredible support, the original My Slippers are almost completely sold out. As a special thank you, I am launching my brand new all-season slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98. This is a limited-time offer, so go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code, and you'll get all my new footwear for as low as $29.98. My all-season slippers are made with my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slipper. They're finished with a breathable fabric so you can wear them all year round. And my new slides and sandals are made with patented impact gel, making them ultra comfortable and extremely durable. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable footwear you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own all-season slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98 with your promo code. This is an introductory offer and it won't last long, so order now.
The mainstream media, because someone has to be in charge of selective outrage in this country. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
St. Patrick, patron saint of Ireland. Every March 17th, we honor St. Patrick by getting wasted. We don't know. St. Patrick could be up in heaven going, I didn't even drink. What are these people doing? I like their color blue. I made that very clear. Can someone remind God I'm from Italy? I don't want to rock the boat here, but these Irish are degenerates.
Hi there. Welcome, Kate Daly Show. Oh, I'm so happy to have you on. I've got John the Wheelman on with me. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Kate. How about yourself?
I'm great. Of course, open phone lines this entire hour. Dave Weiss was not able to make it today, and so we'll reschedule him. That's just how live radio works. What can we say? And we were going to talk flat earth, but
I love that.
So it's such a crazy thing. And look, I am not, I've told people I'm not sold on the idea. But I'm always open for conversation about it because there are some really good points I can't ignore. Yeah. So I always like to delve into good conversation. And if you want to call up about it, my gosh, do it. I want to hear what people have to say. Even though our guest couldn't make it, I want to hear what you have to say. John the Wheelman would like to hear because there are some really great points. I know that NASA has real issues as far as... There is some very, very good information about NASA. NASA kind of milking the space program into this black budget hole and the money goes in and no one ever knows what it goes for. There's a lot of green screening that goes on. You know what I mean? There's so much with NASA that lies. I think that that's why people, when they're talking about NASA, it immediately goes into flat earth. Because NASA is the big proponent of shoring up the CGI, because all the images that we ever see of the world are all CGI'd. I don't think people realize that. We don't actually have a real picture of Earth, but it's all CGI, like SARS-CoV-2. That's why SARS-CoV-2 germ looks so different in every photo, because they had to come up with a creation.
At the same time,
I get the argument of looking through a telescope, everything is round. Why would we not be, you know? So there's so much to that discussion. If you want to call in about that discussion, I'm here for you. We will be here for you today.
We are here for you.
Unless I fall off the edge of the earth. Morley Robbins is going to join us in the last hour.
Okay.
And anyway, open phone lines, 888-673-1450. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. You're live.
Hey, good afternoon, Kate. Thank you. I've got a friend that is always talking about the flat earth, I'll call it theory too. And like you say, they have some good points, but I was in the Air Force and I flew the KC-135 tankers like they have in Salt Lake.
Okay.
And, you know, when you're flying like where the airliners fly, like 31,000, 35,000 feet, you don't really see it. But once in a while, we would bump up to 41,000 feet, 43,000 feet, which is kind of a max for our oxygen equipment.
Okay.
And it gets different up there, right? The sky gets really dark blue.
Mm-hmm.
It gets quiet because there's not that much air. It's super cold. And above 40,000 feet, you can really start to see the curvature of the Earth.
Okay.
And I know a flat Earth guy would have some explanation, right? Because they always do. But I'm telling you, when you get way up there, it starts to look round. So that's
Okay.
That's my perspective.
Well, fair enough. See, this is why we have a discussion. I love it. Thank you. Thanks for calling
in.
I'm always open. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, by the way, I'm trying to read it up. I got a Facebook post somebody sent me. It says, the Flat Earth Society is having their global meeting.
Their global meeting. Thank you. Thanks for the call. Well, hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. I'm calling to ask about the referendum I heard you mention earlier.
Oh, that's on a local hour.
Can you tell me more about that?
That's on a local hour. Yes. And so I usually don't cover that on the national show, but... if anybody needs to know, I guess it is there's a flag referendum because they're trying to steal our flag from us for the state and turn it into Yemen's flag. And similar to really many flags over in the Middle East. And they might be doing this around the country to different flags all over in different states. But yes, at my local library from 4 to 6, they were having a signing so that people could show up and say, I'm not okay with turning our flag into the international UN type flag. Yeah. And if it's going on in your state, which I'm going to guess it is as well, it's going on all over the place. They're trying to gut America is really the message. Yeah. And if you can just gut the flags and the states and get everybody on board. But I usually don't go with local issues on this hour. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
It's me, Harold.
Hi, Harold. Go right ahead. I can't wait to hear what you have to say. Harold wrote the book Freedom's Nightmare from East Germany. He was you were a communist and then realized in East Germany. So Freedom's Nightmare. Everybody needs to get this book. But go ahead, Harold.
So my advice for the caller just before the air pilot, pilot.
Sure.
Take a piece of 2x4 and hold it in front of your car. Windshield.
Okay.
And it will be bent because your car windshield is bent. It's your canopy, your windshield on the airplane is bent. And all what it does is it bends everything you look through. That's why you see a curvature.
A curvature.
The second point, which is a very easy calculation. If the Earth OD is as people telling us, you would have a 8 per mile squared drop of the surface. So at 1 mile distance, 8 inch. At 2 miles, 8 times 8 inches. At 3 miles, and so on, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you do that, you wouldn't be able to see anything which is 20 miles away because of the so-called curvature.
Okay.
And you can easily calculate that with the Pythagorean mathematics.
Hmm.
It's easy to calculate.
Okay. And so,
the last point I want to make is you cannot have a vacuum next to a pressurized system without a solid barrier in between. It's impossible.
Okay.
So there we are.
Okay, so when they say flat Earth, they're not really talking flat, right? It's a different shape.
No. Kansas, for example, Kansas is flatter than a pancake.
Right.
The whole state of Kansas is flatter than a pancake.
Right.
How can you do that? So the ball has a dent there or what?
Okay.
No, and then another thing, the Flat Earth Society is fake. It's a controlled opposition. It's total fake.
Mm-hmm.
I can only laugh when I look at their website. So
yeah,
that's all I have to say. Have a nice day.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah.
Kate, my head hurts. I'm processing what he said.
Going all of this,
and I'm picturing white hair. He looks just like Einstein. And I'm thinking, man, this guy is smarter than me. My head is hurting. But no, I understand. I understand the curvature of the windshield. And it does. It works out. It's like when you go into a house of mirrors.
Yes. It
projects whatever like that. So that does make a little sense.
Yeah.
But I like to get the pilot and him in a room and just go to war. Let's hear this. Like playing chess. Okay, you got 30 seconds. Oh, you got 30 seconds.
Yeah. It's an interesting topic because I've had guests on it. And Mark was actually a great guest, Mark Sargent. So there's been great guests. That have explained things. I'm just not completely sold on it at all, but I am always willing to listen. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Caller, you're live. That's you.
Oh, Oh, hi.
Hi.
I think I heard earlier Harold or something call in. And I like the points he said about flat Earth.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'll just kind of put my top like one or two points.
Okay.
I got into flat Earth in 2018. Since then, I bought my P900 camera and mm-hmm. I was able to zoom in a boat. Well, when the boat disappeared from my view and I zoomed in the boat, suddenly it came back in. Mm-hmm. From the bottom up. So, but when I zoom out, it disappears from the bottom up. So to me, that shows that it's due to perspective and angular,
right.
angular resolution. Yeah. Okay. Not curvature.
Okay. All right.
And the other thing is like, the Earth spin. So there's mm-hmm. so many experiments that we were never taught of in school, like the Michelson-Morley experiment, mm-hmm. Michelson-Gale experiment, Aries failure. And all those experiments proved that there's no spin of the Earth. That's why there was a null result. And of course, we never taught about that. And
no.
because they don't want us to know that we're not, we're non-rotating. Earth is non-rotating. And so all the scientific experiments detect no movement or null result. That there's no Earth movement. But remember, we're told we're spinning 1,000 miles per hour and we're going 66,600 miles around the sun, and the sun shooting to the Milky Way galaxy. So we're moving like four different directions. And if everyone takes a telescope to look at the stars, uh-huh. you'll see the North Star never moves. All the other stars move concentric circles around the North Star.
Okay.
So to me, that shows we only move one direction, but it doesn't say the Earth's moving. To me, it shows the constellations are moving around North Star because the constellations never change. I mean, The constellations true. Show you every year they're the same.
Yeah.
So the constellations just tell you the seasons. So the fact that the constellations never change, again, showed me that moving four different directions, million miles per hour through the universe, into nothingness.
Okay.
So those are just
excellent.
Two quick,
thank
proofs.
You. Thanks for calling up. I really appreciate you. Thank you. Yeah, that was great.
Right.
That's why we're here, folks.
Kate, would you pass the bear aspirin?
It's hard. It's a lot to take in.
Me and my son talk this all the time, and you do a little research, you know, and there is some, there's a tablet they found in Iraq, it was 1000 BC, uh-huh. that has Babylon uh-huh. in the center of a flat disk,
right.
but underneath it, it's spun on a cone.
Mm-hmm.
They write all these theories and stuff in a time that they really can't approve it. And like the last caller said, they didn't teach the experiments.
And they actually, by the way, they had so much technology. You remember that we had a guest that passed away, Jonathan. I play his rerun sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
And Dead Man's Secrets. You guys need to get that book, Dead Man's Secrets, by Jonathan. He passed away in 2020. I was so sad to hear that. He proved the kind of technology they had back then was so much more advanced than what we're doing now. But we think we're king of the hill, that we've got all the technology. Yeah. But they knew things and they were able to do things. They just like to paint them very stupid in history. And so that's why I don't believe history coming from like the History Channel and everything else, because they've painted it into such a propaganda machine so that we don't understand our past. We don't understand the kind of technology that we used to have. But with all that being said, we'll open the phone lines. Of course, call up. I want to hear what you have to say. So this is so fascinating to me. I've got John the Wheelman in with me, and then Morley Robbins comes up in the next hour. I'll be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom.
Oh, come on. You knew I was going to play it. I have to play it, right?
It has to be.
Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Hold on, caller. By the way, get Balance of Nature, please. That is the supplement. That is a supplement I'm always talking about because my family takes it. We love it. And just pull the trigger and get her done, because you need your immune system intact to be able to get shored up to all that's coming and all that's here. Please do this for your health. You're going to feel so much better. And my friends that have been taking it for 20 years, I kind of noticed something about them. They don't get sick hardly ever.
How long you've been taking it? How long you been taking it?
Jeez, 2 years now. I love it.
I've been doing it for about a year.
Yeah. About a year. Yeah. I love Balance of Nature.
I know the difference. I notice the difference.
You do, don't you? And energy and everything else. Please go get this. And balanceofnature.com, code word Kate. You got to put in the code word. Otherwise, we get no credit for it. And let me tell you, the show needs the credit. So go to balanceofnature.com when you order, and you'll get 35% off and free shipping. Okay? Balanceofnature.com. I cannot sing its praises loud enough. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Kate.
Yes.
Tom here, new arrival to Utah as of August last year.
That's great. We're on the national show, so it doesn't really matter.
Don't congratulate me.
Okay.
Had no idea what I was getting into.
Okay, we're on the national show, so we'll cover this from a national perspective, not a Utah perspective, but go for it.
Okay. Relative to one of the previous callers, I think he was a photographer, it sounded like, of some sort. He mentioned that, and I'm not picking bones with him, I'm just stating science here, which is somewhat debatable sometimes.
Yeah, all the time. Mm-hmm.
The our perspective on constellations in the sky is all that we can go on.
Mm-hmm.
And they do change. You've heard the old story about the Great Pyramids, Giza, et cetera, were lined up with Orion's belt, the three stars of his belt.
Mm-hmm.
And that, in fact, may have been true then.
Uh-huh.
We don't know. But it is not true any longer.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is because we are moving in space or in the universe, just as everything else is. And the constellations, from our perspective, are moving, and they do change.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know what the point of all that was, but I could go on forever. But I'm not
okay. Gonna. All right. Well, thanks for the call.
Right.
I really appreciate
you have
it.
A great
thanks.
Day.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, I have a couple quick ones.
Okay.
Osprey, net, harpoon. Why didn't they just harpoon that one for babies?
I don't know. thank you for the call, though.
It's Friday, Kate. And
I
they're harpooning
what
something.
What did that mean? I don't know. Osprey?
Osprey. Harpoon.
Okay. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right
Orion's
ahead.
Orion's belt.
Oh, okay. Well, I could not understand. Hi, caller. Go right ahead.
Yeah, hi, Kate.
Hi.
I love Flat Earth Dave. I have a completely open mind about Flat Earth. And when Dave explains it all, I mean, it's so convincing. There's a couple of things, though, that I find that stick with me. One, I don't know about the earthquake explanation, but the other thing is he says there's no, like, the satellites that we see are balloons. And I just love that. Like, there's no, like, real satellites. I mean, it gets very broad.
Yeah.
So, looking forward to hearing him face you and the callers. But I found that fascinating about satellites.
That's great. Thank you. Really appreciate that. It's strange. All right. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Okay, Mike.
Mike, how are you? Okay, I want to hear from you.
Hey. Oh, you know what I believe.
Yes, I want to hear.
Okay, real quick. I mean, really, it's not flat. You look at it as a terrarium, an aquarium, a planetarium. Okay?
Okay.
So, question to you. Do you believe the Bible's true?
I do.
Okay. On day three, God separated the land from the oceans, right? That means that the earth was already around, right?
Right.
On day four, it says he created the sun, the moon, and the stars. So what was it? What was the earth rotating around? Before there was a sun or moon or stars.
Interesting.
Okay.
Okay.
Another thing, let me kind of back up on that Nike. It's called a Nikon P900. And what this is about is there is a calculation of the curvature of the earth. And what the Nikon P900 does, it zooms out so far that it allows you to see further than what that calculation would be. And so, for example, there, and I sent it to you, there's where on Great Salt Lake,
right?
21 miles, they're able to see a laser. You should not be able to see that laser. At 21 miles, that laser should be 218 feet below the horizon, but you're able to see it. How is that possible?
Yeah. Well, you bring up a valid point, a great point.
Okay, one more. Okay. All right. If I can.
Yeah, please.
The moon, it reflects the sun, right?
Okay.
That's the general consensus.
That's the general consensus, yes.
But when it's a full moon, you can take like a laser gun, the temperature guns, you know, you can get it at a hardware store.
Right.
And you can take the temperature of objects in full moonlight, and they're going to be 10 to 12 degrees cooler than things in what you would call the moon shade. It's inverse of what the sunlight does.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why that is, but it indicates for some reason that the moon light has a cooling effect, which you go back to, and I have a biblical worldview. It says in the Bible that the moon, it always talks about its own light, okay? Mm. So the moon is emitting its own light, which also cancels out any belief that we ever landed on that thing.
I do not believe we actually landed on the moon and then never, and then chose to never go back because we couldn't.
And NASA's if you do your investigation on NASA, it's completely occult.
So now people usually, when they talk about NASA, always include flat Earth. Does the NASA scheme, because I do think NASA's a big, huge black hole money laundering thing. Do you have to also include flat Earth, or can NASA just stand on its own as a black hole money laundering operation? Do you know what I mean? People always combine the two. Do they need to be combined?
They don't, but the reason that, well, because most of the time the people that are advocating a globe or whatever, a lot of the information they're drawing from NASA. Is from NASA.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
And then it's where is your source information? Mine's the Bible and my own, what we call empirical evidence. I mean, like the checking the moon light.
Like the common sense aspect. Yeah.
You can do that yourself. Anybody can do that in the backyard. Make it a field trip. But then you have to ask the big, right.
Right.
And then also, but the bigger question is, why are we being told that we live on a spinning ball going 1,000 miles an hour, going even faster around the sun? Why are they hiding that from us? That's the big question that we need to ask.
Why could they not get a real picture of our world if we've been in space so many times as well? Why is there no real picture? Why does it have to be a CGI? That does spark a lot of conversation. It should. Right?
Exactly. I mean, when the iPhone first came out, you know, it had a picture of the Earth, right? And that's been admitted to be pieced together. It's basically Photoshopped.
Yeah. Yeah, it's CGI. So, it's just like SARS-CoV-2. That's a CGI germ. Yeah. So interesting. Right. You do bring up some compelling points. That's why I said there's a lot of compelling information. Now, Harold mentioned the Flat Earth Society, that the Flat Earth Society itself is a disinformation society, kind of crowding into this space, right, to then deliver. It's kind of like the whole alien thing for me. A lot of people believe in aliens, and I think it's a bunch of BS. So I think it's used. And so Flat Earth Society is being used to be that sort of hub, but there's actually like what you just brought up. Those are three things that bring up a good conversation, because how do you refute those three things? And so I always look for what I can't refute.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You want to go do the show. In the Flat Earth Society, I equate that to something like the Tea Party that was something
hijacked.
That
it was hijacked.
Like the original grassroots Ron Paul movement.
Right. And then it turned into the Newt Gingrich show, who was paid to hijack it. Newt Gingrich was paid to hijack it. Yeah.
When there's truth emerging and you're seeing a groundswell and a consensus starting to grow.
Right.
They are going to create an organization or a person or whatever to come alongside, absorb it, and then run it off into a ditch.
And then take it into the buffoonery, like, trajectory, right? That's usually what they do. And so they kind of, go way over so that they can they can make it into something that's cartoonish, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, okay.
Awesome.
Thanks for letting
me
co-host.
I really appreciate that. Thanks. No, that was great. I so appreciate that. Okay. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes. Cuba. How do we have Guantanamo Bay of Castro already at Cuba?
I don't know the answer to that.
I know. So, the few good men, how do we already have Guantanamo Bay if we already conquered Cuba?
Okay. All righty. I don't... It's Smoke a Doobie Friday. I don't know what
it
to
is
say.
A Friday.
It's this is a Friday. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
There's a pretty funny documentary that I watched on YouTube. It was called "A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon" that completely debunks the.
I've had him on the show. The I've had Bart Sabrell twice on the show about that.
Oh, yeah. It's hilarious. He did such a great job. He used a lot of humor to kind of mock them.
Yes.
Anybody can watch it for free on YouTube.
I loved it. I thought it was, you know, you're right on the money on that. I thought he did a great job in pointing out the ridiculousness of we never went again and we lost every single document that would have ever approved we went. So, yes, I'm with you on that. Thank you. Thank you for mentioning that. Bart Sabrell, yeah, he was awesome. He's still living. In fact, he emails me quite often, and he's got that. A funny thing happened on the way to the moon, and I've played it in rerun a couple times, too. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, somebody asked about Cuba. Do you care about that?
no, but that was weird. Okay. Left field. We like left field. Whatever.
Or alcoholism.
Well, I don't know everything, but Cuba was won in the Spanish-American War with the Philippines and Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. 1898 to 1902, they were a territory. Mm-hmm. And we gave them back their independence. We gave them their independence for the first time because they were Spanish before.
Right.
And we kept Guantanamo. That's all there is to that.
Thank you for filling in the blank.
And a bunch of casinos too. And Mo Green still at the Tropicana.
It's Smoke a Doobie Friday.
Yes, some very smart listeners. They're so factual. They're our Wikipedia audience.
I know. I love it. I love it. By the way, Superman has a new movie out we might discuss. They're just going to focus on the pre-life of Superman just in Kansas. Super exciting movie.
Yes.
Be right back, Kate. Dally Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Dally Show.
Whether we like it or not, best I can tell, the world's gone to hell. We're sure gonna miss it a lot. All of the whiskey in Lynchburg, Tennessee, just couldn't hit the spot. I got a $100 bill, friend, to keep your pills. Call this all the weather pot. That cackle babble head in the box must think I'm dumb as a rock. Reading Navy news while I'm kicking off my shoes, and it's scaring me out of my socks. Admitted a stranger, I'm not. But buddy, let me tell you what. Ask old Will to say, here's the deal, friends, it's all going to pot. Well, it's all going to pot, whether we like it or not.
I love this song. It's one of my favorites for the show. Can you tell? Oh. I play it a lot. Anyway, welcome back. Kate Dally Show. Get over to MyPillow.com. They've got some terrific products, and you're going to love them for Mother's Day and Father's Day, but you got to order quick because those slippers run out. And they have the outdoor sole on them. You can actually wear them to the store. There are four layers of technology that just make walking really nice and fun because they're so soft, but they hold you up and they're supportive. They are an amazing slipper. You can get 90% off on them right now.
Wow, that's a lot.
Right? And they are, oh my gosh, my family members, they love those slippers, by the way. My son just asked for a pair. He was envious of his dad's, so I got to get him a pair. Anyway, go to MyPillow.com, put in the code word Kate, and you will love their sheets, their down comforters. I have them on every bed in my house. And also the pillows, the new 2.0 pillow with the technology to keep you cool while you sleep. So
okay,
cool.
I got a dumb question. How many My Pillows do you have on your bed?
I have a lot of pillows. I'm a woman.
Not a lot of pillows. I'm
okay,
talking my pillows.
I am a woman. I enjoy pillows. And I use them
like a wall. You say, Clint, that's your corner.
Yeah, well,
and that's
yes,
my
wall. Bed. Yes. I have like 50 million pillows on the bed. And I know guys look at that and you can't figure out the common sense to that or why we would have so many pillows on a bed. But I'm a woman. I like pillows.
I have my pillow body pillow. That
Do
was
you?
The best
oh,
thing I ever got for my birthday last
yeah.
year.
I need to get one of those.
They're fantastic because I'm at that age with my knees are together, sleeping on my side.
Yeah.
It pulls my hips out.
Oh.
Because I have bony knees.
Yeah.
But you use the body pillow and it's, man, I feel like Governor Cox talking about body pillows and stuff. I'm just joking. I'm sorry.
All right. So let me, I'll open up the phone lines, 888. Okay. 673-1450.
We're still flattered.
We're taking calls. I love this.
Okay.
Dave couldn't make it, so we're taking calls. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, I'm calling in about some of the inconsistencies in the flat Earth theory.
Sure.
Well, they say that it's a dome on top of a plate. Well, the plate happens to be 4 miles deep at the mid-ocean ridges. And an average of 8 miles deep across. And if the dome is about 2 miles thick and it has an ocean of water on the other side that the stars swim in, one, the thicker the ice, the more opaque it gets, the more diffused the image gets, and you wouldn't be able to see stars. Two, fluid dynamics state that if you're in a closed environment, that the pressure of a fluid will be equal on all surfaces inside that closed environment. The higher we get, the more sparse the air gets. If we really had a giant ocean and a 2 mile thick plate of ice separating us from whatever's in that ocean, we would literally be stuck to the dome. We would not be stuck to the 8 mile average plate. And our dear friend Dean Sessions actually has a lot of explanations in his universal model of why of those 250 scriptures that the flat earthers justify their assumptions with.
Okay.
So that's all I have to say.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Kate, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Who gives a rat's?
No, I mean,
seriously, I'm listening to all these theories
care,
and stuff.
I can
make up these theories.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, is this Elizabeth?
No.
She called last
Go
night.
Smoke another doobie. And
see, I'm with that guy
Elizabeth
right there.
Elizabeth is in Cuba.
I'm with that guy.
Guantanamo.
And the dome and Cuba in 1800 and somebody's missing their job at 7-Eleven. Ba-dum-bum. See, I'm right there. I'm like going.
Nope, not Elizabeth.
Okay. All right.
Same caller, though. Elizabeth's on Guantanamo.
She's in Guantanamo. She's being waterboarded. It's not a jacuzzi. That's a waterboard, babe. You know.
Friday.
But no, that's the reason why I asked that question.
Yeah.
It's like I've never really thought about it until I either talk to somebody and then they're like, it's like a religion.
Right.
And they're so passionate about it. I'm just thinking, why am I?
Yes.
You know, just let me pump my gas.
I just
want to go.
Hi, caller. Please don't talk about Cuba. Go ahead.
Hey.
Yes.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
How can the world be flat when the world revolves around me?
And we're just satellite constellations. That's Taylor Swift's father there.
Oh, my God.
Because everybody knows it rotates around Taylor Swift.
Oh.
That must be her
All
dad.
I know, I do think that NASA is a money laundering operation. I do think that NASA lies. I think whenever they show you, you know, whenever they're on the Today Show and they're showing you that they have to be tethered down because of gravity, but nothing else in the room is floating, even the things on the table. There's so many common sense things about NASA that do not make sense. And I do think that they absolutely do not have the capabilities to do half or even all of the things that they've said they've done.
Have you ever been to Cape Canaveral?
I think they can come up with some inventions. I'll say that. And they have.
Have you ever been to Cape Canaveral?
No.
I have.
Yeah?
I went there about 5 years ago. I kept saying, hey, where's I Dream of Jeannie? Where was that film? No. I went there with my son. We looked around. And I mean, those things are so flipping huge. And all I could think of is, do you know how many roads you could have paved with what this thing costs? Do you know do you know how many people you could have fed? I mean, it's a lot of money. When you say money laundering, I say yes.
Yeah, I think everybody should ask questions about why in the world they lost every single piece of evidence they said they had about the moon landing. And the explanation on their own website, this is NASA's explanation, was we couldn't go back, or we didn't go back to the moon ever because we really just didn't want to. We already discovered everything there was to discover in that one short little visit that happened to be during prime time in the 1960s when we didn't have the technology. And we just didn't want to go there again.
And we had to make Russia look bad.
Yeah, that's not a thing. So if you can't question that, then I worry about somebody's ability to have and possess common sense, because that's right there should be kind of telling you all there is to know about the moon landing, and also about the fact that we did not have the technology, nor could you stick as much rocket fuel on that capsule as you needed to get that many miles and get home. And then the whole thing was fake. And so, yes, it was in a sound studio. Yes, I believe Kubrick volunteered his sound studio for that over in Europe. And this is why the astronauts actually had, they seemed so depressed when they were being interviewed. And one of our astronauts would not even go on interviews after the first one because he said, you're not allowed to ask me about the moon landing. They looked really distraught. They looked depressed. They looked like the rug had been taken out from under them, as that should have been the happiest day of their life, coming back and giving a press conference about the moon landing.
Imagine spending the rest of your life looking your family, everybody point blank, because their lives are probably in danger.
Yeah.
And lying.
Because they
know all the time. Yep. Just, yeah. I mean, it's because when you tell one lie, you got to tell three to cover that first lie.
Yes.
And I feel bad for Neil Armstrong. I mean, he worked.
Neil wouldn't be asked about it on talk shows anymore. He said, he said they weren't allowed to ask him about it. And he looked depressed. He looked genuinely shocked and depressed. And all you have to do is go back to that very first press conference and look at their faces to kind of know that this was not a jubilant day.
But Kate, there is a lot of people that I know I would like to send to the moon.
I would like to send a few people to Mars.
Without an oxygen tank.
Oh, I can't wait for their voyages to Mars, and then we never see these people again, but they just tell us that they don't have the capability to contact them
in
Mars.
And they film back.
And
hello.
Yeah, I want to know what they do with them.
This is Cuba Mars with Elizabeth. Is this Elizabeth? Yeah.
So I think when it comes down to flat Earth, you know, it's the horizon, it's airplanes, it's summer and winter solstice, it's the laws of light, the moon, the sunsets, the sunrises, alien existence. I know they're using aliens. We don't have little green men out there. And
we have 12 million of them coming across the border every day. What are you talking about? Aliens. That's a different show.
But that's a different show. And so I just, that's why I can kind of separate the issues just a little bit for me anyway, and talk about NASA. As far as flat Earth goes, I'm, like I said, I don't know. And I don't, you know, does it matter to me? I think blowing a hole through NASA and the money laundering operation that it is, that suffices for me. I don't know if I have to know the shape of this Earth that we're on, because I think pretty much when you blow a hole through NASA, I guess it isn't my big hill to die on, is flat Earth or not flat Earth.
So it's settled.
Or dome or, yeah, or
it's aquarium. Settled. Get it? It's Earth. It's settled. These are the jokes. It's Friday. I'm running out.
Okay, let's take a call. Okay. Let's take a call. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
If they hold, one second.
1001. You're on the top.
If they hold the truth over you, mm-hmm. where they know the truth, uh-huh. where the world is round, that we think it's round, mm-hmm. but it's flat, then they hold that truth over us, and they can hold many other truths over us.
True. Mm-hmm. But they don't for me. I mean, I can blow a hole through NASA and not really worry about the shape of
Why not everything else? When you realize mm-hmm. that the globe heliocentric theory, it's a theory.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Water always lies flat. Mm-hmm. Goes downhill, lies flat.
Okay.
It does not bend.
Mm. So, well, I like it. I like the conversation. I really do.
If they hold a truth over something that we don't know.
Yeah.
Then they have an advantage over us.
Okay. I'll give you that. Thanks. All right. No, I get it. I guess it hasn't been my thing. I don't know. I think for maybe it, some it is. I don't know. Just doesn't
What advantage,
matter.
Though?
Well, I mean, he's right in a way, but I already poke a hole through everything else. So when it comes to the shape of the Earth we're on, I know that NASA lies. I know it's CGI. The globe that we all see in the pictures is a CGI. Okay. Mm-hmm. I know that. But I guess to me, it just hasn't. It's just not my big hit.
What's their end game, though?
Hmm.
Well, one world government, I hear. Because remember when they started introducing the aliens were going to invade? It's the only thing.
Yeah,
well, that guy, you had his recording on the show back in the 50s and 60s.
Werner von Braun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Talking about it.
The only way that they
can bring
the whole
NASA.
World.
He was the head of NASA. And he said it. Once they get tired of using terrorism as the big threat. ISIS with their matching tennis shoes and Toyota trucks. Yeah. Paid for and bought by Obama. Once they get tired of using that, it doesn't work on us anymore. Because remember how many times they said the terrorists were coming over here to jihada us
to
and take off
there.
Our heads?
We
okay.
had to fight them there.
And so that when that doesn't work, they'll start in with the alien stories. And they started this 5 years ago where the government themselves, who denied everything, now all of a sudden was promoting aliens.
UFOs and stuff like that.
And so it's a bunch of hogwash. There's no little green men, but they're going to use it to their advantage.
I'll tell you, if there was coming in, you know what I'd do?
What?
Go to Cuba.
Guantanamo. No, I'm not Elizabeth.
There's a good Elizabeth Rita.
Someone's had a few too many beers on a Friday on St. Patrick's Day.
Cervasus.
It's St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yeah.
My last name is Dally. Can you get more Irish than that? Come on. Oh, Dally.
I was wondering why you had that.
Well, you know, I have green eyes. And dark hair and fair skin and
she wears a kilt
and I wear a kilt. This is my day. No, it's not. It's not my day. I could care less about St. Patrick's.
And you start the day with I'm going to pick a fight, Clint.
I know,
I'm going
right?
to pick a fight.
I do want to go to Ireland though. That's one place I've never.
I know
been.
It's beautiful there.
Yeah, I would love to. Anyway, I wasn't kidding. Also about Superman, they are doing an entire movie about him growing up in Kansas. Before he had superpowers.
You know why?
That's going to be a really exciting movie.
But you know why?
Why? They're running out of plot lines in Hollywood?
Well, no. They're making him bisexual.
Oh, they will make him. Yes,
yes,
of course.
Bisexual.
They'll have to. They'll have to.
They have to.
Or trans. Maybe we'll see the
or
trans
side of
him.
Or you get a 2-hour nap.
You can't be Oscar worthy since 2021 unless you have trans LGBTQ in your movie now 20-30%.
That's true.
Yeah, you can't be nominated for anything. Not even good song. Nothing.
Oh, jeez.
All right, I'll be right back with Morley Robbins. You're going to want to hear this. And thank you, John the Wheelman.
Hey, you're welcome,
awesome.
Kate,
I'll be right back.